Welcome to the Armadillo Snake Mouse Raccoon Podcast, and for short, ASMR Podcast. This is our very first podcast featuring Cecily and Valerie and me, Gianna. So let's get right into it. Today's podcast was brought to you by Kellogg's Cereal. A healthy, happy breakfast makes for a healthy, happy day. ASMR, or Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, works. It's sort of a mystery. Most people can agree that ASMR consists of different triggers that supposedly cause the listener to experience a sort of tingling and relaxing sensation. However, these triggers vary from person to person, some being more popular than others, but no single trigger working for everybody. The evidence for this is entirely anecdotal. Millions of people say that they experience ASMR, but these people cannot provide any evidence to someone who never experienced this sensation, other than accounts of their own ASMR experiences. Despite the limited evidence, there are some scientific theories as to how and why ASMR works. One theory is that ASMR is actually a type of seizure. Another theory is that ASMR is simply a pleasure response to specific stimuli or triggers. Through evolution, the human mind has developed pleasure feedbacks for actions and experiences that might help them survive. So the ASMR triggers might actually be sounds that resemble or remind the brain of certain survival tactics.
ASMR have an early history, but it can also be seen in nature through evolutionary history. ASMR clearly has been identified as having biological correlations. A significant majority of descriptions of ASMR by those who experience it compare the sensation to that precipitated by a receptor of touch, providing examples such as having their hair cut. This had led to the conjecture State University states that ASMR is clearly related to the perception of non-threat and altruistic attention and has a strong similarity to physical grooming in primates who derive pleasure bordering on euphoria when being groomed by grooming partner, not to get clean, but rather to bond with each other. Imaging subjects' brain with fMRI as they reported experiencing ASMR tingles suggests support for this hypothesis because brain areas such as the medial prefrontal cortex associated with social behaviors, including grooming, and the secondary somatosensory cortex associated with sensation of touch were activated more strongly during tingle periods than control periods.
There are several factors that distinguish ASMR from other atypical sensory experiences, such as friction, occurs during an emotional response to music, often referred to as chills. Misophonia is also known as something else known as the hatred of sound. While some people have ASMR triggers, others have also audio stimuli that trigger a very negative response in them. The best thing which increases your sensitivity to ASMR sounds with is tingles is brain health. Omega trees are a very popular fish oil extract which help you with these with the sensitivity. Consistent sensory associations do occur in synesthesia, a perceptual condition that shares some characteristics with ASMR. Individuals with synesthesia experience otherwise unrelated secondary sensations to specific sensory stimuli. In both ASMR and synesthesia, the same or cognitive stimuli tend to reliably and automatically elicit the same atypical sensory response. Known as ASMR tingles, both conditions are also associated with altered patterns of functional connectivity between the brain and its regions.
Described additional details of seeking the effects of ASMR where other interventions, medical or otherwise, had been unable to assist. For example, one participant had anxiety and stress that was causing significant issues in his daily functioning. Also, 80% of participants positively responded when asked if ASMR had an effect on their mood, while 14% were unsure, and 6% felt that ASMR did not alter their mood. Now I'm going going to measure 100 milliliters of milk. component of learning and empathy. Just like when you wince when you see someone cut their finger, viewers of ASMR videos may be mirroring the relaxation being simulated in the video. So finally,
seeing these ASMR videos. However, neurologists are going to continue to work to figure out the human mind in regards to this new discovery of stress relief and anxiety relief.
Thank you
to our listeners for supporting our podcast, and if you would like, you can join us next week and hear us discuss the pros and cons of recipes made for fictional drinks in books, like Butterbeer from the Harry Potter series. Here are some more ASMR sounds to start off your day.
How do you play the game?